Page 96. Listen for main ideas.
Robert and David were good friends. Late one spring evening, they were driving to a spring social. As they drove along the road, Robert and David both realized that they didn't have dates. So David said to Robert, "Some good friend you are. What happened to our dates for the evening?" "Oh, I'm sorry. I just couldn't get them to go." "Well, we'll find dates at the dance. There'll be lots of girls there without partners." As they drove along the road, the headlights fell on someone walking along the side of the highway. As they approached the person walking, they could see that it was a young girl dressed in a lavender evening dress. Robert looked at David, David looked at Robert, and they both smiled. They slowed the car down, and when they stopped, they said to the young woman, "We're on our way to the social." "Oh," she said, "so am I. Would you like to ride?" "I would indeed," she said. She got into the back of the car. Robert and David introduced themselves, and she said, "I'm Lavender. Just like my dress. Just call me Lavender." As they drove along, they decided that they would be together that night. At the dance, Robert danced with Lavender, David danced with Lavender, and as the evening wore on, the spring air turned a little cool. And Robert said to Lavender, "Are you cold? Would you like my coat?" "Oh, yes," she said. "I am just a bit chilled." And Robert said, I think it's raining outside. Could we drive you home?" "Oh, yes," she said. "Thank you. I didn't want to walk on the highway alone tonight." And as they started down the highway, Lavender explained that both her mom and dad were just a little strict, and it would be very difficult to explain how she had come home with two strange young men. So it would be easier to stop at the edge of the driveway, and she could walk to the house without any explanation to her parents. And Robert and David understood. And as they stopped at the edge of the driveway, Lavender got out, blew them a kiss from the tip of her fingers, and walked down the driveway and through the trees toward the house. And then they realized that she still had the coat. David said, "Tomorrow. We'll get it back tomorrow. That will be the excuse we use to come and visit." Early the next morning, David and Robert were on the highway driving toward the house. But as they drove up and down the highway, they couldn't seem to find the driveway. It was here. No, it was over there. "It was here," said Robert. "But look, it's all grown up. There are weeds and grass and rocks. It wasn't grown up last night. But this is the driveway. You see, there's a house between the trees." So they stopped the car and got out and walked along the driveway. And as they cleared the trees, they could see the house. And Robert said to David, "Are you sure that we're in the right place? Look at this house. Look at the windows. They're all broken. And look how the door hangs from the hinges. This couldn't be the place." They walked to the back of the house. And there in a little picket fence was a little family cemetery with 5, 6, 7 gravestones. And hanging on one of the gravestones, a middle-sized gravestone, was the coat. And as they lifted the coat from the stone, They both said, "Ah!" The name on the gravestone was Lavender. They had spent the evening with a ghost. And that's the end of that.